Welcome back to Map the Maze. This is week three of Atomic Divorce Habits. And today I wanted to talk to you about a concept called the Goldilocks rule. So you may have heard of this before, but essentially humans, us, respond best when we are challenged, but not too much. The way that I like to think about this impacting people who are separating and divorcing is baby steps, that often people come in with really high expectations or high goals for what can be achieved in their mediation and what can be achieved in terms of co-parenting going forwards. And whilst I think those are admirable and we need to have goals which definitely stretch us, what can be unhelpful is having goals which are so high or expectations that are so unrealistic that the reality is no matter how hard either of you work, you're not going to be able to achieve those. And so one of the things that we try and do in mediation when we're talking to co-parents is actually set up some baby steps for how they are going to work together. What that means is that it's still a challenge. It's still hard for people to do, but it's not overwhelming. And so it doesn't overwhelm our capacity to keep working towards something. So as an example, you might talk about, well, what we want to do is have better communication. That communication is something that's broken down between us as co-parents, and we acknowledge that in order to be able to co-parent effectively and in the best interests of our children, we need to be able to communicate. So communicating well could be this overarching goal, and I think a really worthy one, but it's hard. What does that mean? So in mediation, we often work with people, and it can feel artificial, I think, because these are people who know each other really well. Yeah, it could be people that have been in relationship for decades, and now we're saying, so when you write about an issue, this is what you're going to do. The reason why we do it, the reason why it is artificial, is partly because we're trying to set up a new pattern for behavior, a new habit, if you like, and that means you need a mindset shift. But also it's because we're trying to create these smaller pieces of communication practice, which overall will contribute to a more positive communication as co-parents, but in their own, each in their own way, is a smaller part of the bigger puzzle. The reason that's helpful is because those baby steps, those, if I have a query, this is what I'll do. If I get a school report card, this is what I'll do. These smaller steps are still a challenge. They're not easy. That trying to reestablish positive communication when people are separating and divorcing can be really hard. And so what we want to do is do things that are small, that are achievable, that will build confidence, and that will build that habit. And so I think that's one of the concepts that James Clear talks about in his book, Atomic Habits, is what is the point for your Goldilocks point? Where is it that the habit you're trying to build is a challenge, but it's not so overwhelming that you're going to give up? And definitely that's one of the things that's really important in terms of framing those appropriate steps and that setting those appropriate habits. I think the other thing that we also try and do in mediation, which is something he also talks about, which is habit stacking. So what he says is if you have one habit established, so for example, if you know you always have a coffee in the morning, you then have a habit that's well established, you could stack another habit on top of that. So if you decided that you wanted to focus on mindfulness, you could have your coffee and say, while I'm making my coffee, I'm going to do a mindful exercise, or I'm going to do a meditation, or I'm going to do something that contributes to that new habit that I'm trying to build. So you know you always have coffee. That's not hard. You're going to be at the machine. You're going to be making the coffee. Can you stack something else on top of that? And so that's another thing that we try and talk about with parents, which is if these are the behaviors that you're going to do, what else is adjacent that we can also build that is positive? So if this is how you're going to work in terms of communication around, say, parent-teacher evening, then what else around that can we stack on? So if you're going to communicate around that, maybe both of you will attend. How do we then stack on additional habits around how you'll behave at that event that will then habit stack you to build for success? Because you know you're going to the parent-teacher evening. What does it then look like if you go to contribute to this overall picture of We want you to be the most productive co-parents that you can be. So I think habits are a really interesting idea in terms of assisting people who have come through separation and divorce, who need to find ways to work together. And I think it's something that we kind of haven't really, I guess, focused on, that we don't highlight when we're talking about it. But definitely, having read James Clear's book, it's something that we do. It's almost, I guess, intuitive that we're trying to help people build new habits. We just don't express it in that way. And maybe if we did, it would be easier for people to get a handle on what is it that we're really suggesting that they do. So if you're in the process of trying to figure out what does the future look like, what do arrangements look like, or maybe you're already separated and divorced and you're thinking it's not working, that this overarching goal we had of being cooperative co-parents or parallel co-parents isn't working well, what are the habits that you could start developing as a co-parent that would make it effective, that would make it constructive for you and for the other co-parent? And I think also, if we kind of frame it in that way, we're trying to build these great co-parenting habits, it becomes a little bit less about judgment and blame. It's a little bit more about what are we trying to do and how do we help each other to make sure that we achieve those habits for the overall good of our co-parenting. So maybe have a think about that over the next week. What are the habits that you think would be helpful for you as a co-parent and that maybe you want to raise either in your mediation, if you're still in mediation at the moment, or if you're finished mediation, just with the other co-parent? Have a think. And next week, I'm going to come back with how do you put it all together? So take care and see you next week.